Dear students, I welcome you in the history class. In the previous module, the birth of Weimar Republic, the peace treaty of Versailles in 1919, the effect of the First World War on Germany in political, economic sector, the years of economic depression and the effect of economic depression on Germany were discussed. The condition of Germany paved the way for Hitler to rise in power. In the previous module, I also discussed how Hitler captured power in Germany and placed himself in the supreme position. In the second and final module, I will discuss the Nazi worldview, Hitler's idea about the establishment of the racial state, the condition of youths in Nazi Germany, the Nazi cult of motherhood, the art of propaganda, and ordinary people and the crime against humanity. Now the first topic is the Nazi worldview. The crimes committed by the Nazis were the result of a system of belief and a set of practices. Nazi ideology was synonymous with Hitler's worldview. According to this, there was no equality between people, but only a racial hierarchy. In this view, blonde, blue-eyed, Nordic German were at the top, while the Jews were located at the lowest rank. So Hitler's idea was that the Jews were placed in the lowest position and the blue-eyed Nordic German Aryans were at the top. The Jews were regarded as the arch enemies of the Aryans. All other colored people were placed in between depending upon their external features. Hitler's regime is considered as the most barbaric regime in world history. Hitler racism was borrowed from the ideas of Charles Darwin and Herbert Spencer. Darwin tried to explain the creation of plants and animals through the concept of evolution and natural selection. Herbert Spencer added the idea of survival of the fittest. So those who are the fittest, they will survive and the weak will be perished. According to this idea, only those species survive on earth that could adapt themselves to changing climatic condition. The ideas were used by the racist thinker and politician to justify imperial rule over conquered people. The Nazi argument was simple: the strongest race would survive and weak ones would perish. The Aryan race was the finest. It had to retain its purity, become stronger and dominate the world. Hitler's ideology is related to the geographical concept of Lebensraum, the living space. He believed that new territories had to be conquered in order to give more living space to the people. The conquered territories will enable the settler in new lands to retain an intimate link with their place of origin. It will also extend resources and the power of Germany. Hitler wanted to to extend the German boundaries and to concentrate all German geographically in one place, and he made Poland as the laboratory for his experimentation. Nazi wanted only a society of pure and healthy Nordic Aryans. They alone were considered as desirable, while other communities were classified as undesirables. Even those Germans who were seen as impure or abnormal had no right to exist. Jews, Gypsies, Blacks living in Nazi Germany were considered as racially inferior, who threatened the biological purity of the superior Aryan race. Even Russians and Poles people of Poland were considered subhuman and thus undeserving of any humanity. Germany occupied Poland and parts of Russia. The conquered civilians were being forced to work as slave laborers. In Nazi Germany, Jews were the worst sufferer. Until medieval times, they had been barred from owning the land. Their main occupations were trade and money lending. Jews lived in separately marked areas called ghettos. The Nazis tried to realize their racial ideas through genocide. They divided the occupied Poland. The most of northwestern Poland was made part of Germany. Poles were forced to leave their homes and properties, which were being occupied by Germans. Poles were herded like cattle in other parts of Poland called the General Government. It was the destination of all undesirable of the empire. Polish children who looked like Aryans were forcibly snatched from their mothers and examined by race experts. If they passed the race test, they were raised in German families, and if not, they were deposited in orphanages, where most of them were perished. The general government, with large ghettos and gas chamber, worked as the killing field for the Jews. Now let us discuss the condition of youths in Nazi Germany. Hitler believed that a strong Nazi society could be established by teaching children the Nazi values. All schools in Germany were cleansed and purified. Teachers who were Jews or politically unreliable were dismissed. Children were also segregated. Undesirable children, Jews, the physically handicapped, and Gypsies were thrown out of the school. The school textbooks were rewritten. Germans and Jews could not sit and play together. Racial science was introduced to justify Nazi ideas of race. Stereotypes about Jews were popularized even through mass class. Children were taught to be loyal, submissive, hate Jews, and worship Hitler. Even sports like boxing were introduced to nurture a spirit of violence and aggression among children. Hitler thought that boxing would make children iron-hearted, strong, and masculine. Many organizations were formed for the children in Nazi Germany. Youth organizations were made responsible for educating German youth in the spirit in National Socialism. A 10-year-old boy had to join Jungbok. At 14, all boys had to join the Nazi Youth Organization, that is Hitler Youth. After a period of rigorous training, they have to join the labor service at the age of 18. Then they had to serve in the armed forces and entered one of the Nazi organizations. Now, what was the condition of mother in Nazi Germany? In Nazi Germany, young people and even children were repeatedly told that women were radically different from men. According to Nazi ideology, the fight for equal rights for men and women was quite wrong and it would destroy the society. Till that time, it had become a part of democratic struggles. While boys were taught to be aggressive, masculine, and hardworking, girls were told to become good mothers and bring up pure-blooded Aryan children. In 1933, Hitler said, "In my state, the mother is the most important citizens." But in Nazi Germany, all mothers were not treated equally. The women were told to maintain purity of the race, look after the homes, and teach their children Nazi values. Those mothers who produced racially desirable children were awarded, given favored treatment in hospital, concession in shops, theaters, and even in the railways. Awards and honors for 4 children, a silver for 6, and a gold for 8 or more was given to eligible women. Women who maintained contract with Jews, Poles, or Russians were paraded through the town with shaved heads, blackened faces, and poster hanging from their neck saying, "I have destroyed the prestige of the nation." Many were imprisoned and lost civic honor and families. Now, what were the methods of propaganda in Nazi Germany? The Nazi regime used language and media effectively to describe their activities. They never used the words kill or murder in their official communication. Mass killings were called special treatment, final solution for the Jews, ethnosia for the disabled, and selection and disinfection. Evacuation meant deporting people to gas chamber for killing them. Media was carefully used to win support for the regime and popularize its worldview. Nazi ideas were spread through visual images, films, radios, posters, catchy slogans, and leaflets. In posters, groups like the Jews, identified as the enemies of Germans, socialists and liberals were represented as weak and degenerate. They were attacked as malicious foreign agents. Propaganda films were made to create hatred for the Jews. The most infamous film was the Eternal Law. Orthodox Jews were shown with flowing beard, wearing kaftan, long belted tunics. So Hitler, through film, through media, through leaflet, through catchy slogan, tried to present the Jews as the enemies of the German people. Now the next topic is ordinary people and the crimes against humanity. Many ordinary people felt hatred and anger when they saw someone who looked like a Jew. They marked the houses of the Jews and often reported about suspicious neighbors. They genuinely believed Nazism would bring prosperity and improve general well-being. However, other Germans organized active resistance to Nazism, suffering police repression and even death. But for the Jews, life was altogether different. The stereotypical image published in the Nazi press haunted the Jews, and they troubled even in their dreams. They died many days before they reached the gas chambers. Some of the horrible practices followed by Nazis had trickled out of Germany during the war, but its full extent was only known when the war ended. The atrocities and suffering that Jews had experienced during the Nazi killing operations are called the Holocaust. The indomitable spirit to hear and to preserve documents can be seen in many ghettos or camps inhabitants who wrote diaries, kept notebooks, and created archives. In contrast, the Nazi leadership distributed petrol to his followers to destroy all indiscriminating evidence when they started losing the war. These memories by the victims are a tribute to those who resisted the persecution, a reminder to those who collaborated, and a warning to those who watched in silence. So from the above discussion, we can summarize that Hitler started a regime of oppression in Germany. He placed the Jews in the lowest position and placed the Germans in the highest hierarchy of the society. The torture, the oppression, and the inhuman practices imposed on the Jews made them inferiors. They themselves considered themselves as inferiors, and they died many days before they reached to the gas chamber. So with that, we can conclude by saying that Hitler started a total dictatorship in Germany, and that was done in order to revive the lost prestige of Germany. Thank you very much.